Reading is often all about the journey, isn't it? Well, it's definitely the case in our summer series, Book Your Trip. We're looking at writing that involves travel or modes of transportation. And today, NPR's Mondelito Barco looks at how motorcycles have inspired literature with the open road, wind on your face, and plenty of this.
Motorcycles aren't just a metaphor at Martell's Harley-Davidson shop in Marina Del Rey, California. They're loud and shiny and very real. Biker Jeff Bragg claims he's been riding since he was three. He reads an excerpt from Hunter S. Thompson's book, Hell's Angels.
Tense for the action, long hair in the wind, beards and bandanas flapping, earrings, armpits, chains, whips, swastikas, and stripped-down Harleys flashing chrome as traffic 101 moves over nervously to let the formation pass like a burst of dirty thunder.
In literature, motorcycles and the people who ride them often represent an outlaw spirit, danger, and sex. Motorcyclist Allie McKenzie says, yeah.
Who in their right mind can pass up a bad boy on a bike?
McKenzie rides a Harley Sportster 48. At Bartell, she reads from the book Motorcycle Man by Kristen Ashley.
I was panting, and he was cursing. It was the most wonderful thing that had ever happened to me. If he would have asked me to, I would have jumped on the back of his bike and ridden to the ends of the earth with him.
Yeah. Then there's Matthew B. Crawford. He's got a PhD and worked at think tanks and owns his own motorcycle repair shop in Richmond, Virginia. He's also the author of Shop Class as Soulcraft, a manifesto for the importance of working with one's own hands. Fixing, restoring, and riding motorcycles, he says, is very different from writing about them.
Writing with a T is like pulling teeth. It's this activity where I have to force myself to sit and go over something over and over again. And it's rare where you hit that state of flow where things are just clicking, which is kind of the routine experience on a bike, especially when there's like heavy traffic that's moving fast and there's all these obstacles. All of your senses are just keyed in and kind of hyper alert. So it's a very heightened state of consciousness.
That's what Rachel Kushner wanted to capture in her novel, The Flamethrowers.
I was going 100 miles an hour now, trying to steer properly from my hunched position as insects ticked and thumped and splatted against the windscreen. It was suicide to let the mind drift.
Kushner's protagonist, Reno, races through the desert trying to break a land speed record.
So she's in the moment, very present to it, because she doesn't want to crash. And I wrote it based on, to some degree, my own experience. I know what it's like to go very fast on motorcycles, and those moments, they stay with you.
Motorcycle stories also offer escape. That was the case for two young men in 1952 Argentina. A 23-year-old pre-revolutionary Che Guevara set off with a friend on the back of a Norton 500 to explore the cultures of South America beyond Buenos Aires. Guevara's The Motorcycle Diaries was published in 1993, years after his death, and later turned into a movie.
Ante nosotros se extiende toda América Latina. De ahora en adelante solo confiaremos en la poderosa.
Two young men with a shared love of adventure, of women, of speed, you know, and this bike, and this shared political yearning.
Che Guevara's biographer John Lee Anderson says the trip opened the eyes of Guevara and his friend.
They needed to see something of their continent beyond the rather privileged confines of their Argentina, their white Argentina. They traveled through the indigenous back roads of their continent. It was an extraordinary experience for young Guevara, and really was determinant in deciding what he would become.
The Norton broke down, as motorcycles will, but even that experience can take you someplace, as Robert Persig told NPR in 1974, talking about his classic Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance.
When you get stuck on fixing motorcycles, that's not a bad moment. That's actually a pretty good moment. And the times I've been stuck, I notice whenever I'm stuck like that, that if I look at the clouds are much more beautiful. And if I, that's getting a little bit sentimental, but I find that at the very moment of stuckness, if you just stop and look around you, you find the world is very real.
Back at Bartell's Harley-Davidson shop, biker Ron Hamburg reads from Persig's book.
On a cycle, the frame is gone. You're completely in contact with it all. You're in the scene, not just watching it anymore. and the sense of presence is overwhelming.
Hamburg, covered with tattoos, rides a Harley. He says he's read books by Charles Dickens, Mark Twain, and Mahatma Gandhi. But as for books about motorcycles,
I just ride them. I don't read about them.
Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.